The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Tristan Dell, who is the co-founder of SettleUp.Earth, which is a new platform that allows people to offset their carbon emissions through a personalized prescription service. And Tristan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's kick it off from a high level. If you don't mind, tell us all about SettleUp.Earth, how the idea came about, and all that good stuff.
Of course. So SettleUp.Earth really came to us as an idea when my co-founder and I were planning a trip to Peru. And we were kind of doing this to go climbing and exploring, and the environment is really close to what we hold dear. And we looked at flight offsets and realized that there really wasn't a good solution out there that handled flight offsetting in a way that really guaranteed to us that we knew that we were supporting high quality offset projects. So we kind of looked at this, and the more we delved into it, we realized there was a real space to deliver high quality offsets. And we also realized that there was a real space to offset the other aspects of an individual's life. So that's where we came up with this concept from originally. And maybe if I just take back a step and explain a carbon offset is basically a mechanism by which you can support tree planting or forestry projects or other projects that essentially will either remove 1 ton of carbon from the atmosphere, and that generates something we call a carbon credit, or prevent a certain amount of carbon dioxide actually being emitted in the first place. And in this way, they're really mechanisms by which we can take action on those emissions that we can't reduce and we can't avoid, and will be really, really increasingly vital in meeting the net zero targets, so, so important in the next 10 or 20 years.
That's excellent. Now, if you don't mind, tell us about how the platform works. And I understand there's an option for consumers, regular people, and also for businesses.
That's right. So the platform's got kind of two sides to it. And if we start with the consumer side, the premise is really simple. We help you as a consumer understand and calculate your carbon footprint in about 5 minutes, just through answering some really simple questions about your lifestyle. And with that information, we can take an estimate of your monthly carbon emissions and allow you to offset those. So the way it works is you set up a monthly subscription. It's based on the calculation that you've made. And then each month you donate a certain contribution to forestry projects to offset your carbon. So you can go carbon neutral, totally carbon neutral as an individual, for about the price of a coffee a week, which we think is a really strong proposition. Now, on the business side of things, we're looking at this from a slightly different perspective, because we really recognize that businesses and large corporates also have a huge role to play in driving down our emissions and sort of making the way we live on this planet sustainable for everybody. So we really wanted to address that directly and head on. And to do so, it was really, really important for us to consider the concept of greenwashing. So greenwashing is the idea that a business will take action on the climate, maybe doesn't measure up to its actual impact on the climate and on the environment, and therefore be perceived to be taking action and actually sort of using that to validate its emission generating activities. And that's something that is really, really important to avoid, because we want businesses to engage candidly and openly on actually addressing what is driving those emissions. So we sort of looked at each other and said, how can we apply a similar sort of set of thinking to what we're doing in the consumer space and apply it to businesses? And we looked at small and medium-sized businesses and realized that there were real barriers to entry to businesses taking action on their emissions. A lot of small business owners recognize that they have emissions, but maybe aren't really empowered to take action on those. So we build on the same methodology of saying we want to provide the highest quality carbon offsets possible, really high quality projects that have social co-benefits and really measurably have a long-term measurable impact on the carbon they can take out of the atmosphere. We want to put that to small businesses without sort of big barriers. So typically for a business to take a product and sell a product as carbon neutral, for example, they need to do something called life cycle analysis. And that comes at a high upfront cost of maybe £3,000 to £5,000. So, you know, maybe $6,000 or $7,000 even to do that analysis on a single product. And for small businesses, this simply isn't viable on a product by product basis. So we take a step back and say, how can we facilitate businesses to be able to really take action on their carbon footprint without that high upfront cost? And we believe that by engaging them directly and allowing them to offset a certain amount of carbon per sale that isn't making any claim of carbon neutrality, but is still, you know, getting trees planted in the ground, getting carbon taken out of the atmosphere, allows businesses to take a really strong first step towards doing that.
That's awesome. And I understand you all are in the beta phase right now. So how's that going? And what's the timing for the official launch?
Right. So we're kind of an example of a business that was born out of the pandemic, which, you know, a lot of people would turn around and say, that's an interesting time to be starting a business. But for us, it's worked really well. We had a bit more time on our hands to really develop our ideas and something established. And we're now at the position where we've launched an open beta. So what we mean by that is we've kind of launched our version zero of the product, if you like, to consumers. So we've got the carbon calculator established. That's now active, and you can now go through all the way up to setting up a subscription. We've got agreements in place with two forestry partners to get these high quality offsets in the ground, both supporting really good biodiverse forestry in the UK and also mangrove reforestation in Mozambique. And yeah, so essentially you can go to the website now, you can subscribe to offset your emissions every month and start making a difference. In terms of the full product launch, we're working hard behind the scenes at the moment to build out our tech stack in-house and to kind of migrate that fully to our website. So at the moment, it's hosted on a couple of different platforms, if you like, that allow us to build that survey and build that calculator in a way that was quite easy for us to build without significant investment in the first instance. And we're now hoping to have the launch of our kind of version one, the full launch, probably this spring. So really excited to bring that in. And alongside that, we'll be bringing in a whole host of tools that allow individuals to really monitor their offsets and monitor their impact much more directly. And hopefully we'll make it a much more tangible product for the people that are actually taking these actions every day.
That's great. And you mentioned your partners. Let's talk a little bit more about that. I saw on your website, you're partnered up with the Eden Reforestation Projects and also Forest Carbon. So some big organizations there. Would love to hear more about that.
Absolutely. So through Eden Reforestation Projects, we support mangrove reforestation in Mozambique. And that's got fantastic co-benefits in that it employs local people to plant and maintain those forests and to guard them. And that's really, really important because those forests are there for perpetuity. These are long-term forestry projects which allow the trees to grow. And as they grow, they sequester that carbon. They take that carbon out of the atmosphere. So it's important that the trees are there for a long period of time. That project itself meets 7 of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And we're really, really happy with kind of the co-benefits that we can realize there in the area. Now, Forest Carbon is our UK-based afforestation partner. So that means that we are planting new virgin forests through Forest Carbon in the UK. And at the moment, we have got a site in Scotland that we're planting. Now, Forest Carbon are absolutely fantastic because their attitude and their understanding of reforestation and afforestation practices is really second to none. So through Forest Carbon, we ensure that we have a fantastic species mix. And that is guided by the soil composition. It's guided by the temperature and the local climate. And it's guided by the way in which it will kind of interact with local biodiversity, local animal species, and local waterways. So they really take a fully considered approach to guide how they will plant their forest. Now, those offsets are fully accredited by the Woodland Carbon Code in the UK to generate carbon credits. And they're audited at the 6-month point and then regularly thereafter, and where inspectors will physically come to those forests. They'll measure things like the planting density, the girth of the trees that have grown. And that allows them to get a really accurate view of how much carbon this forest can actually take out of the atmosphere. And that then is what is sort of fed to us and allows us to provide quantified carbon offsets to our customers and hopefully just make it easier for individuals and small businesses really to take action in a high quality sort of manner that has really, really high integrity and really high impact and, you know, other co-benefits on the environment.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Of course, your website is settleup.earth. You are a .earth domain user, which is awesome. And why did you all choose .earth?
So it's an interesting question. Originally, very early in the process, we weren't a .earth user. And we looked at this and went for a rebrand. And I mean, .earth for environmental projects, I think, is a really, really interesting way to hit your message home. It really communicates what you're doing as a brand very succinctly. And for us, we kind of took that one step further. So our company name is now actually Settle Up Earth. And that lends itself very nicely to settleup.earth as a domain name. The concept of Settle Up comes from the idea that you as a business or you as an individual are settling up your bill with the earth, your carbon footprint. You're taking action to settle up that bill, if you like, and make your net emissions zero. And we think that's a really powerful message because collectively there's a huge amount that we can do.
That's great. Yeah, we've seen a lot of users do a similar strategy where they rebrand and change their name based on the URL. And it's a great idea because it's like a double branding. You know, Settle Up Earth is your name, settleup.earth. It's conveyed right there in the domain. So that's very, very cool. And so Tristan, I know we're at beta phase, potential launch here in the spring. But I love asking this question of organizations like yours, especially as they're launching. But what is your future long-term vision for Settle Up Earth?
No, it's a fantastic question. I'm glad you asked it. The long-term vision really is kind of made of a few different areas. So it's important to mention that we're a social enterprise, and that means we measure success not by profit, but by the social good we can do. So for us, we measure our success by trees that we have facilitated the planting of, and by the carbon dioxide that we have taken out of the atmosphere. And those are really, really simple, neat measures that allow us to really look back on ourselves and reflect, are we driving the maximum possible impact that we can achieve here? And to that end, really our ambition is to grow the platform, to grow the number of people who are able to take direct action on their emissions and to drive those down. And hopefully sort of grow a community around that. You know, people should be proud of the action that they're taking on the environment, and businesses should be proud of the action they're taking on the environment. So that's kind of one side of what we really want to build. But perhaps more importantly, we want to become an authority on what constitutes good quality carbon offsetting. And we work with academics at Imperial College in London to really help shape our thinking around this and make sure that we only support projects that we deem to be really of a very high quality. And the way we do that is we ensure that there is clear traceability that says the money being contributed directly leads to, you know, forestry activity being done. And it needs to be certified. So we have these offsets certified so they generate carbon credits that are directly attributed to us and traceable on a month-by-month basis. And especially important with forestry, these need to be long-term projects. It doesn't help if the trees are cut down in 5 or 10 years. The growth period for a mangrove, for example, I believe is 25 years on average. So it's really important that these forests are there for the long-term. And in the UK, all of our forests contractually will be there for at least 65 years. And we're looking at increasing that to over 100. And the mangroves, they're sort of protected for perpetuity. So that's a really, really important aspect of that as well. And by sort of taking these base ideas of what constitutes a good quality offset and building on these with social co-benefits and also looking at emerging technologies in offsets. So we have a partner, we're looking at establishing a partnership with a company called Tree Economy, who take monitoring of forestry-based offsets to a whole new level using satellite imagery and drones and so on. And also we're looking at, you know, other forms of maybe soil-based offsets, blue carbon offsets that use things like seagrass, rock-based carbon offsets where you sort of capture carbon and you can store it in a really, really secure long-term manner directly from the atmosphere under the earth. These are all technologies that we're very actively looking at with our academic partners. And hopefully we want to be in a position where we can really be kind of a leading authority on what constitutes a good offset versus what constitutes maybe an offset that is slightly cheaper, but maybe cut some of these aspects. And I think really that's where we want to be sort of in 5 or 10 years' time with the business.
All right. Well, Tristan, we really appreciate your time today. And thanks for giving us the full rundown on SettleUp.Earth. Sounds like an amazing platform and something that's certainly needed both from a consumer perspective and a business perspective. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Absolutely. No, it was fantastic to talk. One thing I'd like to add is that sort of as a special incentive for listeners of the podcast, we're offering for the next 3 months, we'll give 10% off your first 3 months of subscription if you join. So with the code EARTH10, you can get that discount applied. And we'd be super happy to see you join the cause.
That's awesome. What a great way to end this interview. And we will certainly make note of the promo code there in the blog post that goes with the podcast for this. That's fantastic. I love it. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Tristan Dell, who is the co-founder of SettleUp.Earth, which is a new platform that allows people and businesses to offset their carbon emissions through personalized prescription services. And Tristan, thank you so much for your time today.
Not a problem. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.